place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. Call me.
Our House.
Only for me.
From the Deja Vu album. Waiting for the refrain here.
Only for you. Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
All right, on to other things. I think they had some of the best harmony of the era. Do you agree, Jason? Someone else did too. Who do I always think of when I think of them? In any event, just fantastic. All right. I'm guessing that yesterday, if you did a public opinion survey in the United States and you asked, who is Michael Sam? The most frequent answer would have been some guy with two first names that I've never heard of. I'm going to be honest. I'm a football fan, and that would have been my answer. Jason, were you aware of Michael Sam? You were. Well, he was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, so I am a little surprised it wouldn't have clicked. Oh, you have a Mizzou contact. Okay. Would you have otherwise, you think? No, okay. As a college football fan, you would not have known this guy were it not for your contact. Okay. Yesterday, Michael Sam, who is projected to go somewhere between the third and fifth rounds in the upcoming NFL draft, and understandably, 6'2", 260 pounds. But you can see, though, in the NFL on the line, and no one's sure where they would know where to put him. In a 3-4, I think he would, you put him at OLB and outside linebacker. And he probably fits. He might be the kind of player that at that bargain price, and by bargain I mean third, fourth, fifth, the Green Bay Packers would be interested in. I think there's no question about it. He is a piece of the puzzle, absolutely, on the opposite side, no doubt about it. Michael Sam proudly says what his teammates already knew. He's gay. But he says he didn't want this to be about being a gay football player. Yet before the draft, he announces he's gay. It is believed that, it was known on campus. He's romantically involved with a member of the swim team, is it? I believe. And his locker room knew it. It's also, from what I've read, about 97% of NFL scouting and pro personnel staff knew. So why did he do it? Because all of the reporting today is this could really hurt his prospects, that he could fall to the sixth or seventh rounds, and that it was a courageous thing to do, that he's going to be who he is. His teammates know they're okay with it. So he wanted any NFL team who might draft him to know that he is gay. Well, now everybody knows. Here's the first thing that makes you doubt his motives. It appears anyone who would draft him already knew. that it was an open secret. Okay, so to say that he was letting locker rooms know. Now, a lot of writing says that this will keep teams away from him because of the circus, because of the dynamic. Interestingly, a piece at SI lists 5 potential destinations who have a strong owner, savvy general manager, and veteran coach to make sure this would work. Because it's going to take someone that knows how to manage PR. The 5 that are listed are Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Baltimore, Indianapolis, and Green Bay. Green Bay, because I think he also fits a need here. Okay. Interesting, because the national media usually take any opportunity they can to present Green Bay as Hickville. Remember that hit piece they did in the 90s where they spoke with the hairdresser and made her look like, it was shameful, made us look like we had never seen a black person before. It was despicable, and Ron Wolf rightfully attacked it. That was ESPN, wasn't it? I believe that was ESPN. I won't swear to it, but I'm about 90% sure that was ESPN. I totally agree with, leave that there, Jason. It was something an emailer just wrote. Just the opposite is true, and he knows it. Now he knows if he's not picked in the first few rounds, the rest of the world and the NFL are homophobes. I think that's exactly what he was trying to do. He's not a projected high-round pick, first, second, maybe third, maybe fourth, maybe fifth. So I have a question for you. Should the Green Bay Packers, well, one if. If the Packers think that he is a good fit for their defense, should they draft him? Or the things that are being said out there, well, this is going to cause, look, the reality is a lot of guys in locker rooms have an issue with homosexuality. That it's the last bastion where guys are honest and say, look, I don't want gay people in the locker room with me. And that it would cause problems. It would be a media circus. Green Bay has been targeted, at least by those who write about this stuff, as one of 5 teams who could handle all of that. If the Packers think he could improve their defense, should they draft him? Why or why not? Don't have a lot of time for this, so if you want to get in, we'll give you a chance to get on the phones here, and then we'll take some calls, but we only have until 10:30 on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 10:14.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.